We heard Xiao Mei Ku on violin and Ning Lu at the piano with music by Ma Si Kang, who wrote this Mei Suite in 1981, made up of short little pieces, Spring, Solitude, Mountain Song, Moon, and Dancing Along the Hillside. We're starting off this hour with the sound of Chinese melody in our ears for a good reason. The Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo will be paying tribute to the Chinese New Year in its Art Hop on Friday. And here to talk about that and much more is the Programs Director and Theater Manager of the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo, Bianca Washington, joining me here on Classical WMUK. Good morning, Bianca.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to talk to you for the first time. I'd like to mention to our listeners that you became a part of the Arts Council not too long ago in 2019 and brought so much experience to this this position as a founding member of Face Off Theater, for one, and as an actress, you have literally worked around the world, and I brought that experience to this as well. So it's really a pleasure to talk to you, Bianca, and I'm excited to hear about your brainstorming for the Arts Council's programs.
Thank you. Yes, it's been a pleasure to be here and to be able to just continue to bring the vision forward of our program. So it's been a joy.
That and you have a degree from the school I am currently on campus for, Western Michigan University.
Yes.
I'm over here in Friedman Hall, like one building away from Shaw Theater, which was a home for you, I'm sure, for a few years.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, 4 years. Definitely brought my sleeping bag. So, yeah, great program. So, yeah, I'm so excited to talk about Art Hop and definitely in particular, you know, that we are celebrating the Chinese New Year and bringing light to that and celebrating artists here in the Kalamazoo community within the Chinese culture and representation. And it's going to be a really great evening this Friday at 6 p.m. until 7 p.m. We're doing our virtual live tour that I will be hosting. And I have my lovely colleagues, Aaron Bruce, our integrated media and specialist, membership and media specialist, and Eric Oliphant, our office coordinator. Behind the scenes, we're working as a team, pulling our virtual experience forward, which has been a journey, but very exciting. And we're excited to this Friday to be able to bring other artists too as well into the fold. And so you're going to see Friday night a sprinkle of Chinese artists who are working on their work here locally, and also to artists in the community that are working on their work and presenting their pieces and either new pieces that they've actually created during this COVID time. So they were inspired by the solitude that we've all kind of come under, and also too, we'll be able to show off some artist work that have already been kind of on the market, so to speak. So we're excited to do that. And we are really looking forward to bringing the community at the end of Art Hop at 7. We have a link that the community can click into, or I'll be able to, you know, say it over our virtual tour so that you can just type it into yourself. But we're going to be able to provide a link so that after Art Hop, you can go straight to WMU's website. The Chinese New Year celebration is being streamed that evening as well, right after Art Hop. So I'm so excited to click in. Obviously, 2019, I believe, was the last celebration in person that mm-hmm. we were able to do with the Chinese New Year. And I was so privileged and happy that I was able to be there in person. So I'm super excited to see the performers and the young artists that they have lined up showing in that program and that evening. So I have two guests with me from the Kalamazoo Chinese Academy that are going to be talking with us about how they continue to feed into the Kalamazoo community to teach people about their culture and their experience. And so I'm super excited for that. It's just a special treat. And we've had a lot to celebrate for, you know, this February, Black History Month and the Chinese New Year. So we're trying to bring it all, you know, into, you know, full reign. So I'm very pleasantly, you know, looking forward to that. And yes, we are looking for the future of 2021.
Oh, before we, Bianca, I'm sorry to cut you off. I just wanted to say before we go on to anything else, I want to tell listeners that I'm looking at KalamazooArts.org, and the February Art Hop link is right there. If I'm going to be truthful, I'm looking at KalamazooArts.org/February2021ArtHop. So,
yeah.
and everything you just heard Ms. Washington talk about is right there on the page, including the Chinese Academy guests, Karen Lee and Elaine Louis. And if I could add a personal note, it was a year ago that I had two members of the Chinese Association of Kalamazoo here at the studio. We were talking about the upcoming celebration, and we knew that in China, Wuhan and the city and the region had been shut down at that point. And it's going to be part of my own personal COVID story to remember that time with my two guests who were very concerned, and to know, you know, and now in hindsight, what was going to happen. And now I'm very glad to see your attention on the Chinese New Year. I mean, Bianca,
absolutely.
This is something celebrated by literally billions of people every year. And it's a true celebration. There's food, lots of food. Unfortunately, there's no such thing as virtual food at the right now. You'll be talking to Karen and Elaine about traditions that they love about Chinese New Year?
Yes. Yeah. And right on the spot too, you know, one of the questions that I'll be talking with them is, you know, what do they want people to know about their culture, you know, so that we can continue to learn and celebrate with them and getting to know, you know, how they were able to, you know, just establish Kalamazoo Chinese Academy and their role in it. Elaine has been such an amazing, she's like my compass through this, you know, wanting to make sure that we properly represent and talk about, you know, the Chinese New Year. She's really, truly been such a great compass to bringing in other artists in the community that we're going to learn more about and that we, you know, may nor may not know. So I'm so excited to talk to both of them on Friday and be able to learn more, because what we have learned this, and I'm sure for them too, what we've learned is that even though things may have changed, that doesn't keep us from the important things that we're trying to do in our community and also too, just in our society as a whole, trying to continue to put out culture, educate, you know, learn from each other. And that's what's really going to be a really great key focus to that conversation.
This begins at 6 o'clock on Friday. That's when to click in, key in, turn on your screens and go on a journey with Bianca Washington and the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo with her guests. The focus will be a celebration of the Chinese Lunar New Year. What else do you have up your sleeve for Friday?
Yes. For Friday, again, we'll be looking at other artists too as well that will be with us and looking at their work. And what's really great is when you tune in with us, or I don't know what the word is with computers, log in with us. You can put your comments in and talk back to us. And Aaron Bruce will be, our media specialist will be commenting back, and we can start a dialogue during Art Hop so that it's not just about, well, let me go to this and just watch. You actually can participate and engage with us. And I'll be putting out fun questions for people who are tuning or logging in, and we can, you know, have a conversation about the work that we're seeing. So that's what we're really trying to also invite people to, is having a conversation and dialogue together during that evening. So I'm excited to, you know, see the comments and talk to people. So in a virtual way. So
you may or may not know the answer to this, and probably Aaron is out there listening and saying, I can answer this, but is it possible to do the feedback, the commenting, sending hearts and emoji? Is that more of a Facebook platform thing, or is it also YouTube? You're offering this Art Hop at 6 o'clock Friday on a couple of different, you can look at it a few different ways from the Arts Council website. So do you have a suggestion for those who want to be chatty?
Yeah, well, you know, what's great about this Friday is that our only platform is not just Facebook. So I know a lot of folks might not have Facebook accounts and things like that. And we want to make sure that we are sensitive to that and also, you know, opening up the door for that access. So we'll be on our website, on Facebook. We're streaming also on YouTube and Public Media Network.
Everything.
So it doesn't matter. Yes. And it doesn't matter what platform you're on. You can comment right there and we'll be able to see that and respond and talk with you. So we've got some interesting kind of like software type programming that we're kind of dappling into to make sure that happens so that we can hear everyone's voice on every platform.
Thank you.
Yes, definitely.
My guest is Bianca Washington, Programs Director for the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo. She will be the host of this Friday's Art Hop starting at 6 o'clock. And now I thought we could move on to what you're thinking about future art hops, March, April, May. What is the status?
So the status is we're trying to get back to an in-person experience, but of course safely. So what that looks like is we'll be providing a hybrid experience where for the folks that are, comfortable enough to be in person and either be inside of a business or actually outside of a business. We're looking to try to do some outdoor setup so that we can provide space for artists to show their work in person. And so we're also not letting go of our virtual, but we will be, casting artists' work on our Facebook platforms and our social media platforms so that people, if they don't feel like they can really come out just yet, they can still go into our social media handles and check out the work that's being done and also connect with those artists so that if they see something that they like, you know, we're supporting artists and making sure that their also work, is supported, on a financial standpoint. You know, we want to encourage folks to buy art and support our artists. So we're super excited, and we're excited too that we're been in communication and collaborating with Kalamazoo Partnership Downtown, who have just been just really great in connecting us with the businesses. And what's great about downtown is that you can come down and, you know, grab a drink and have that drink outside.
Yeah.
And, you know, when our art hops were in their, you know, quote unquote normal form, you know, you were able to go out and go inside of the businesses and different establishments, get a little wine, a little snack, and mingle. But we're trying to get as close to that as possible. So with this awesome opportunity that we have downtown where people get to go into those businesses, support those businesses, get that drink, you know, whether it be hot or cold, and then go outside and see artists outside. We're really looking forward to these couple months being in that kind of form. And honestly, everything, you know, is in a common goal of supporting our artists and our businesses. So we just encourage people to, you know, come down and know that we are truly keeping in mind safety precautions and just respecting each other in that way. So that's what we're looking at for the next coming months.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, when it gets warmer, it's even better. So,
yeah, any minute now.
Let's do. Yeah.
Bianca,
but today is a beautiful day, so hopefully, it'll be just like this on in March.
Bianca, I think you are also touching on the greater mission of the Arts Council mm-hmm. of Greater Kalamazoo. In my conversations with the executive director, Kristen Chezik, she represents what you do as being something of a conduit. And I hear that in what you're saying now, putting you are in contact. You are keeping the open lines of communication between creators, often individual creators, and downtown businesses through the Arts Council. That work has continued through this shutdown. And I'm wondering if you do... if you really do talk to a wide variety of people, creators, artists in this situation, and are listening to many different stories about how they're doing, how they're surviving, is that part of what you do, is listen to people's situations?
Absolutely. And I'll tell you that, you know, when we were in the thick of COVID, you know, when we all had to just completely shut down and, you know, go into our, you know, separate spaces. Myself and my event coordinator, Charlie Tomlinson, had made sure that we made physical phone calls to our artists and our businesses to just check in with them and see how they're doing. And that just made a really big impact on us to know kind of where they're at, and also to just having a conversation over the phone. And I really have been encouraged by a lot of the artists and their creativity during this time. But I will also say, on the flip side of that, some of the other conversations that I've had are really some truly challenging spaces that artists, you know, some artists are in, which is, you know, finding it sometimes hard to create and, you know, bringing in that motivation. And I mean, let's just, you know, we're talking about the honesty of, you know, where we're at in this time. You know, people are at home trying to juggle home life, work life, and their families and their children. And it's a lot. So, one of my friends who's an artist, who's a writer, really had to create a space for herself in her home that she didn't have before, but just where nobody could go in but her, so she could work on her writing and, you know, have a space of creativity. And so that's definitely been something that artists have, you know, told me that they're, you know, trying to capture, are those spaces of creativity. And I had a beautiful artist who's going to be with us this year in October, actually, in our gallery here at the Arts Council. She created a whole series of new work based off of her walks that she often would go on pretty much every day on her property. And so she created these beautiful wooden boxes that had different trees and moss and just the things that she was taking in on her walks during this time. So, you know, I really hope that this work that we're bringing in to the back into the public eye for the public is going to be able to be a point of healing too as well at this time. And so a lot of our artists have been able to continue to tap into that.
Bianca, this inspires me to jump ahead a little bit on our checklist, because I think you're also outlining reasons, the support of the Arts Council, even reaching out to individual artists is one reason to be a member of the Arts Council. Mm-hmm. It is, mm-hmm. membership is not limited to artists, but
right.
This is one reason why you might go to KalamazooArts.org and look at a membership.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, and you'll find that there are many. You have your individual membership, and we're also we have student memberships. If you're an organization and you would like to be a member as an organization, which is a great way to do some team building, if I must say, mm-hmm. Being involved in educational, institutional membership too as well. So, and most importantly too, we have a program called Other Ways to Pay, where it provides an open door for, you know, if you come up to a challenge and you're not able to pay for your membership right then and there, we can kind of guide and cast you through some other options on how to pay for that membership. And so we're just continuing to learn how to connect into people and to make sure they have access to, you know, resources that we can share. And so we're just continuing to encourage people to connect with us. And, and we really truly want to focus on being able to give people a platform. We're all working on new things this year, and I think we're really pressing into that as we continue this year. So we're super excited to connect with you.
Well, I know you and I, Bianca, will be keeping in touch on all of these things, and be happy to bring you back on Classical WMUK to share all these new programs and initiatives. But let's end on a somewhat happy, maybe boozy note. you are offering a chance to just hang out artists on February 24th. Why not tell us about that?
Yes, our artist happy hour has been so much fun. This has been such a blast. We've had so many different artists, and not just artists too, but you know, people in the community that really want to, you know, tune into the art scene and see what's going on. So this February 24th, 6 to 7:30, you can register on our website under free events, and you will be sent an Eventbrite, and you can tune in on, come on into the Zoom, and we'll have different topics that we're talking about for each month. It's okay if you miss February. We have Artist Happy Hour every single month, so we'll post that on our, we have all that on our page, and you can check us out, so and come into the conversation.
Bianca, it's really been a pleasure to have this conversation with you. Gives me a little hope for the season, and things are looking up as we reach the end of the pandemic, fingers crossed, and artists can get out there and do what they truly love, which is create and share their art. So we'll leave it there for today. And for our last piece of music, I've chosen something that reminds me of spring. It's one of the most beautiful pieces ever written, The Lark Ascending by Ray Vaughan Williams. Bianca, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.